Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Rich Sound Friday with Steve and Ted. And a couple of pizzas are up for grabs here. If Chris knows the answer, Chris is with us this morning. I'm going to give a final hint. Animal characters of this type featured in Looney Tunes and Disney cartoons. I already gave that clue. But anyway, Chris is with us this morning. Chris, what is that secret sound this morning? By the
definitely
way,
ducks.
It's... That's right, ducks.
Nailed it.
Nailed it, Chris. Play that sound again one time, Jad, for us. Yeah, I've been around ducks. One of my first pets when I was a kid was a duck, believe it or not. Chris, how are you holding up with all this pandemic and so forth? You doing okay?
Unbelievably good, actually. My industry's in the oil, so I thought we would go down with the oil prices, but I'm still working, so we're good.
Well, congratulations for winner of the Secret Sound this morning, and we have 2 5-topping pizzas of your choice for Papa John's Pizza for winning and identifying the Secret Sound. All right? Chris.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Stay healthy, Chris.
Stay healthy. 746. We'll be playing Secret Sound again next Friday right here with Steve and Ted.
All right.
The ducks.
Excellent. I love ducks.
Me too. Now 3 big things. 3. More than half of Kansas under stay-home orders as coronavirus cases reach 168 in the state. 2. Day 3 of Sedgwick County stay-home order. 16 COVID-19 cases in Sedgwick County. 1. House to vote today on pandemic relief package. Approval is expected. 3 big things. Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Got a dense fog advisory for the area. A quarter mile of visibility reported at the airport right now. Visibility an issue in traffic this morning. Be extra careful out there. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
Mostly cloudy today with a high of 74 degrees. 60% chance for showers and storms tonight. The overnight low 53. Saturday mostly sunny and cooler with a high tomorrow of 62 degrees. Right now we've got fog, a northwest wind at 8 miles per hour, and 50 degrees. KNSS Weather's brought to you by the Monarch, voted one of America's 100 best bourbon bars for the third year in a row by the Bourbon Review, located at 579 West Douglas in historic Delano. And they have to-go and delivery at the Monarch at My Town To Go. And don't forget that a potato salad, baked potato salad. You ever had that, Ted?
I have not.
The Monarch? Oh. Oh, outstanding. Just want to pass along a couple of more items for you. The Donovan Auto people out on the west side, Monday through Friday, they're going to have 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. sales and service hours.
Okay.
Saturday sales only. Talk to Bruce or Mike out there, some of those fine people at Donovan. Jimmy's Diner, carry out, curbside, pickup, delivery through Grubhub. Chicken Max, drive through, takeout, and delivery. And that's available through Wichita To Go. And offering the community support menu. Let's see what else we got here. R&R Tire Express, open and offering a free tire air up, free flat repair, free flat,
how about that?
Free tire safety checks. That's at R&R Tire there Express. Stroud's, hey, they're doing a special up there. I'm not going to go into the details, but it is really a good special for family dining at Stroud's. And this is all to go.
My family's thinking about doing that this weekend, doing the Stroud's.
Outstanding, outstanding, yeah. All right,
Freddy's Frozen Custard and Steak Burgers is doing curbside and carry outs.
Taco Bell, they're doing drive-through. Spangles, drive-through. Subways, all available. Hey, a lot of people doing the drive-through, and check them out this weekend.
Dunkin' Donuts, Chick-fil-A, they're all
Quick mention of some friends of mine at Fizz, the great hamburger place in northeast Wichita. They're doing a chicken, a meatloaf and potatoes and gravy that looks fantastic.
And I saw that with those family dinners, they're throwing in a brownie, too. So I was hey, now, right,
that's
that sounds
at Fizz.
Good.
Yeah, and so there are some of the folks who are in business, and we want to support them.
Yeah.
While we can here and do what we can. I've got a couple of ideas from that list gives me a couple of ideas for the weekend as well, Ted. Stocks surged again on Wall Street Thursday as a massive coronavirus relief bill moved closer to passing Congress. Major indices jumped more than 6%, bringing the S&P up 17% since Monday. The rally came even as the massive scale of the downturn slammed the economy because becoming more apparent of the slamming of the economy. Nearly 3.3 million Americans applied for unemployment benefits last week, shattering the record set in 1982. But the S&P remains 22% below in its February high. Analysts expect more dire economic headlines in the days ahead, but the rescue bill cleared the Senate late Wednesday and voting today in the House. Now, the Dow, adding to its gains this week, it rose 1,351 points. NASDAQ gained 413 points. The benchmark S&P index rose 154 points. So there you go. Pretty good day.
Well, I'm glad the stock market is trying to rebound.
All right. 7:50 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. And we're going to check in with Bill Roy here in just a minute. Hey, that Secret Sound Friday's going pretty good there. I'm glad to hear from Chris, our winner this morning, that he's doing pretty well in his business and what he's doing. So, we, of course, are keeping – I tell you what. Hand me the sanitizer real quick, Ted. I'm going to have a Steve and Ted sanitizer minute. Boink. Is that enough?
That sounds good.
Yeah? A little more?
Now you've used, two squirts.
Two squirts? Okay.
You did four yesterday.
Now, I'm trying to be conserving of this because there are other people using this.
I know.
There's the old sanitizer working it in.
All right. Did you feel that was enough?
Oh, I think it'll be fine.
All right.
All right. So we're keeping that aspect going. And we've been cleaning the studios this morning again with all our wiping things down. Keep washing your hands, folks. 7:51 now, Steve and Ted. Tough week, of course, for health and business. And editor Bill Roy is with us this morning. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Steve and Ted. Yeah, of course, the big story in the weekly edition of the Wichita Business Journal and just about everywhere else, the impact from the coronavirus. Taking a turn in Wichita this week as Sedgwick County commissioners recommended that stay-at-home order. That order outlined which businesses are being allowed to stay open and which businesses deemed not essential are forced to close. With businesses checked the list of exceptions, hoping their business would be spared. We've got reaction in our coverage today. Also this week, we feature a question and answer session with the Kansas Secretary of Commerce, David Toland. He describes the Hire Fund, which acts as a bridge loan for hospitality businesses. It was a $5 million pool. And it was all spent by Tuesday. A lot of people asking for help. Eric Fisher owns a cosmetology school and salons, of course, here in Wichita. He says the county made the right move with the stay-at-home order. In this week's list, the Wichita area's real estate mortgage lenders, Fidelity Bank at the top, nearly $146 million in loans. Second, Credit Union of America, nearly $131 million. The rest of the top five, Meritrust Credit Union, Sierra Pacific Mortgage Company, and Capital Federal Savings Bank. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Bill Roy.
And the one good thing I heard this week was we heard that Spirit was going to furlough people or whatever, and they're still going to pay them. Hi, that's good news.
Right.
We got to keep that going. And they're going to pass, it looks like they're going to pass this relief package this morning, and that's going to help people out a bunch. So maybe there's some optimism.
Let's hope so. They were talking about the libertarian who may stand in the way. I don't know.
Okay. Well, there's always...
Hopefully not.
There's always somebody. Hey, we did a little sad note this morning, the passing of Curly Neal. Now, who is Curly Neal?
Yes.
Who's Curly Neal?
And of course, he was the point guard and one of the main guys for the Harlem Globetrotters.
Yeah. We remember him and Metal Ark Lemon and Goose Tatum.
Mm-hmm. You bet.
Reese Osby.
Yeah, they would say. But this is the guy who could dribble. And he was put on a show every time. Ted, I saw that he graduated from some college called Charles C. Smith University or something.
Yep.
Something really
North
small.
North Carolina.
Yeah.
In the Greensboro, Charlotte area. Yep.
Well, he could handle that basketball. So when I was growing up, if a kid just out there on the driveway or dribbling too much, I'd say, who do you think you are, Curly Neal?
Yeah. Boy, he had a million-dollar smile, too.
Oh, yeah. He had just a great
unbelievable personality.
Yep. Great salesperson. Yep.
And, of course, back in the 70s when I was growing up, he teamed up with the Globetrotters and helped Scooby-Doo solve mysteries, and they ended up on Gilligan's Island, too.
So. That's exactly right. I was just going to say that.
They were on Gilligan's Island?
Yes.
Wow. Curly Neal. Okay. Hey, guys, today is National Joe Day. This is probably one of the strangest days I've ever brought up. But this is to celebrate a cup of Joe with all your friends named Joe, Joe, Joey, Joseph, Josephine, or maybe Joette or Jody or Joanna. Know anybody named Joe, Bill?
I was just running that through my mind. I went to high school with a couple of Joes.
Huh.
I'm trying to think of Joes in Wichita.
We had a Joe Hartip that worked for us.
Yeah.
But other than that, they don't have any Josephs.
Not a ton.
No.
Our friend over at KSN, Joseph Collins.
Joseph. We call him JoJo. All right. Joe Day. Celebrate. Of course, you can have just a cup of Joe. That's what coffee is.
Right? There you go.
All right. Thanks, guys. Coming up, stay with Steve and Ted in the 8 o'clock hour on KNSS for the latest on a House vote on a pandemic relief package. Ted Woodward has sports coming up, Ted.
Yeah, we'll talk with Dr. Fauci. We'll take a look at a Wichitan that's changing teams in the NFL. We'll talk about that coming up in sports.
And you've got entertainment news on the way as well.
Yes, we'll get you into the weekend with your entertainment news coming up in the Blur at 8:35 this morning. Be here for that.
Plus traffic and weekend weather in the 8 o'clock hour with Steve and Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.